In 2003, when the couple wanted to honor FSU's first black football player, they donated $100,000 and established the Calvin Patterson Civil Rights Endowed Scholarship. The state matched it with $50,000. But the state didn't match another $100,000 donation the couple made to the scholarship in 2011, or another $100,000 they donated in 2015 to create the Coastal and Marine Conservation Student Research Endowment. And that violates state laws requiring matching funds, says the couple's Miami attorney, Grace Mead.
They want the full benefit that they expected for the students that they gave the money to benefit, and they expected the match.
Lawmakers suspended matching programs when the recession hit, but Mead says the state was obliged to restart them when budget surpluses returned in 2012.
Not only was funding cut dramatically, but the tuition was hiked the maximum allowable of 15% a year. We come out of the Great Recession, they start to see billions of dollars in revenue surpluses, and they still don't fund the match.
The suit is a companion to one filed earlier this month by two University of Florida students who say the lack of matching funds hurt their education. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.